Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Okay, yeah, I'm Seymour. I grew up in Logan, Utah, and been doing music for, I started guitar when I was 12, and then from there I started writing and performing, so about since then, I guess.
In bed with me, pray. Don't leave, I'm waiting.
I did get my band together. Kieran, bassist.
Howdy. How we doing?
And then we have a drummer, Alex. Coulter plays pedal steel. And then our guitarist is currently...
Rest in peace. Not really.
No, but he's kind of, we're figuring out a new guitarist right now, but.
In late July, my heart blew up in flames. Take my hand, don't let me.
But yeah, and then I wrote the whole album. Well, I wrote most of it by myself, or a lot of it by myself, but then half of it was with my producer, Kyle Henderson. So he's what brought it all to life. So gotta thank him. Whenever anyone asks me that, I always say alternative Western or indie Western, because it's not country, but it's got a Western twang to it. So I really was inspired by elements of spaghetti Western music. So Ennio Morricone and people like them, like just that old, I just loved that sound, that old Western sound and Coulter Wall and stuff. And I wanted to take the elements that I enjoyed, but then also elements of the music that I grew up on, like a lot of alternative stuff. And so I kind of wanted to mix the two. I feel like some good references would be like Noah Cyrus or hints of Kacey Musgraves, but she's still pretty country. I feel like everyone, when they're young, they kind of go through their pop phase. I love just a lot of different pop music. But there did come a time where I was like, okay, I really need to figure out what my sound is and what I really enjoy and could see myself doing a lot of. Because I feel like there were genres of music or types of music that I really enjoyed listening to, but I wasn't sure if I could spend a long time in it and explore all the different, just little parts of it. And I feel like once I kind of discovered because I actually grew up hating country music because I'm from Logan, so that's all I heard, and I hated it, and I still don't love a lot of it, but there were musicians and artists that I did find, and I was like, wow, okay, there's so much here that I could unpack and explore, and I feel like I really resonate with a lot of it as well, because even though I hated it growing up, it is nostalgic to me, and so I think that's one of the reasons why I kind of honed in on a Western sound. I mean, it also goes along with my dad. He's an artist, and he makes a lot of Western art. And so I feel like that's kind of just what I was raised on. Hold Me to You. Hold Me to You was the first album I did with Kyle. First single. Sorry, yeah. And then from there, I was like, yeah, this is the guy I want to do my album with. And then that's kind of what sparked it, is I was like, I have enough content. And so we just kind of were like, yeah, let's just make an album. And again, it was something I've been hoping to do for a long time. So just hold me to you. It was mainly just me and Kyle, and then we brought in some other musicians, but none of them are in my band. But also at the time, I think I had different members, or maybe they weren't. The members have changed through the time. but yeah, it was mainly just Kyle and I, and then we brought in some musicians that he knew to play like pedal steel and drums and stuff and guitar. So I don't know if you're familiar with Joshua James, but it was in Joshua James's house, and he has a studio up in his upstairs, and it's an amazing studio. It was perfect for what I needed. It wasn't too big, wasn't too small. It was just great, and yeah, I loved that space so much. Definitely we've played Velour the most. That one's kind of been our little spot. Which is like not really, I mean, it just kind of has happened that way because we just know a lot of people.
She's
playing.
She's the opening queen. Opens for everybody.
I do open for a lot of people or play like their Cowboys and Indies. But we were playing Kilby actually tonight. So opening for Farron. And then where else we've played the DLC, just kind of wherever we can. But we like Velour a lot because the sound's really good, and we've just had a lot of opportunities to play there. I feel like on stage is when I like to perform, so I get to put on a show, you know, and that's the moment that I get to show everyone what I've been working so hard on. And it's a time to, like, live in my music, you know? But then in the studio is when, obviously, all of that is created and curated. And when all the emotion is kind of born, and then the emotion really comes out in performance, so... Smoky breeze and sunflower seeds. Never thought I'd find myself in Burley. Lift me up and kiss me on the bathroom seat. Last year I'd gone through a breakup, and so it was pretty fresh when I started the album. So, and a lot of the songs obviously on it I had written before I met Kyle, and I was like, I want to get these recorded. So a lot of it is about that breakup. A lot of it's also just about empowerment, like women empowerment, and It's kind of a melancholy album, I would say, because it's got a lot of hope, but also kind of despair or bittersweetness to it as well. But yeah, just kind of all the emotions that come with breakups and finding yourself. But I am so thankful for everyone that's like loved it and listened to it. And seriously, like the new people I keep meeting or that come to my shows or see me open for someone, like, and they like it, seriously, that's all I could ask for. And it doesn't need, and I realize it does not need to be big. If people are enjoying it that hear it, then that's all I care about. And if people are even listening to it and don't enjoy it, at least they listen to it, you know, and gained an opinion of it. But yeah, seriously, that's honestly all I could ask for, is that people resonate with it, and even if it's 5 people. So, but yeah, I don't know. I guess I am thankful that my genre is not, I feel like I'm pretty aware with what the Utah music scene is like, and I don't feel like I've heard anything like what I'm doing. So that gives me a little bit of confidence, but yeah. Honestly, I think maybe I'll do 1 week, because that's the first song off the album, first track. And when we wrote it, so I had written the lyrics, and then I brought it into the studio, and Kyle kind of helped me come up. We had a kind of a reference song that we really liked, and then we kind of built the, you know, the chords and the melody and everything, and I honestly didn't love it at the start. I didn't hate it, but I was like, I mean, yeah, I'll keep it on the album, but it's not my favorite one. And we had like this little piano ditty that we recorded on it, and then we got rid of that, and then it became my favorite song off the album, which it was crazy taking away one element of it, and then it became like a whole new song. And now when I play it, it's probably one of my favorite songs to play and also listen to and sing. And I think that it also is a good song. It also was not going to be the opening track. It was going to be somewhere down the line, but then we decided it should be first, because it honestly does open the album with such, yeah, it was just my favorite song to sing probably off the album. So I personally, yeah, I'm really proud of that one. I'm proud of all of them, but that one was kind of an unexpected surprise that I wasn't really looking at. So you're about to hear 1 week from my album Lucky Woman, and yeah, I hope you enjoy.
It's been 1 week since I kissed your lips. It's been 1 week of loneliness. 1 week since I held you close. I feel like a wilted rose. It's been 1 week since I kissed your lips. It's been 1 week since I cried to you. Since you had my heart and wanted mine. 1 week since I cried to you. Empty.
Yeah, so we have a show at Urban Lounge on January 29th, and we're opening for a few friends, and then we are opening for With Andrea at Kilby Court again on February 6th. And then I have a new single coming out later this month, the month of January. And the date hasn't been announced yet, but it will be soon. But that one I'm really proud of. And yeah, I think that's all the updates I have. But you can listen to me on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever you listen to music. But yeah, go give it a listen if you want to. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy anyplace cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.